From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, July 30th. I'm Abby Larico. When Missourians vote this August primary, one of the most high-profile issues they'll see on the ballot is Amendment 5. That is a proposed constitutional amendment that allows lawmakers to expand sales and use taxes in order to eliminate the income tax.
Questions revolve around what is the process for eliminating income taxes? What do we replace that revenue with?
STLPR's Sarah Kellogg explains the arguments for and against the amendment. Coming up after this news on The Gateway. The $3 billion Midtown data center project can move forward. St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports the St. Louis Board of Adjustment made the decision early this morning after an hours-long hearing.
More than a dozen appeals challenged a conditional use permit for the planned data center near the Armory. The challengers laid out their environmental concerns with the project and said the approval process was improper. Elise Schaefer is with the Missouri Coalition for the Environment.
This permit should be rescinded and forced to be resubmitted with our suggested changes in order to mitigate the disastrous environmental impacts this data center is otherwise sure to cause.
But the board ultimately decided to allow the permit to stand, with new amendments to tighten environmental standards and review. The development would be the first large-scale data center in the city. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
The city is currently working on new rules for large data centers, but they're not yet approved. Board member Annie Grice says St. Louis needs to attract the data center to enhance its business profile.
I think that's so important for us so that we can grow as a city. And I know that's not a popular opinion, but that's my perspective.
It's also the perspective of Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe, who's continuing to advocate for data centers in the state. At an appearance in Springfield yesterday, he pointed to announcements from Amazon and Google investing billions of dollars in Montgomery County to build data centers as positive developments. Kehoe says this will create opportunities that communities may never see again.
It has to be done responsibly. I would encourage people to research some of the facts actually surrounding some of these projects because there's a lot of misinformation out there. And so that's what you have to balance. Is this once-in-a-lifetime generational investment in your community work for the residents of your community and address those concerns?
Though Kehoe says there will only be a few spots around the state that end up being the right locations for data centers. Also yesterday, Governor Kehoe requested federal assistance following the flash flooding that hit southeast Missouri this month. The federal and state emergency management agencies estimated the flooding caused more than $26 million in damages and emergency responses in counties including Crawford, Iron, and Reynolds. If the funding is approved, Kehoe said money from the FEMA Public Assistance Program would go to local governments and nonprofits to rebuild public roads and other public infrastructure. It would also reimburse costs for debris removal and emergency response. The Trump administration approved requested funding for storms in late April, requested funding for severe storms that hit Missouri in early June through mid-June is still pending. St. Louis County officials say they've completed dozens of interviews with people who've tested positive for the Cyclospora parasite. Cyclospora is behind a nationwide illness outbreak that sickened thousands. STLPR's Sarah Fenton reports on what these interviews are finding at the local level.
Although federal officials think a large producer of iceberg lettuce is at least partially to blame for the outbreak, agencies have yet to issue a definitive cause. That's where local and county health departments come in. When someone tests positive for cyclosporiasis, department investigators call patients to ask them what they ate and when. St. Louis County Department of Public Health epidemiologist Amanda Brzozowski says the county workers have interviewed around 90 of the more than 100 county residents who have tested positive for cyclospora infections. They've found eating patterns consistent with nationwide reports.
Lots of Taco Bell, lots of lettuce, and this is not a blame. This is just a fact.
She says data shared in those interviews is reported to federal investigators. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Election Day is less than a week away in Missouri, and we're talking about the candidates and issues on the ballots to help you prepare. Two school districts in the St. Louis region are asking voters to approve ballot measures to help build schools and fill budget holes. With Prop O, the Wentzville School District wants a $185 million bond measure to renovate schools. In Prop H, the Hazelwood School District wants voters' permission to reallocate some of its tax revenue towards paying for teachers' salaries and transportation. Both measures don't increase taxes. Chris Norman is the chief financial officer for Hazelwood, and he says if voters don't approve, the district will be forced to cut staff.
Our priority is not impacting the classroom, but the reality is also that for most school districts, 80% of your operations costs are salary and benefits.
Norman says the district lost revenue after St. Louis County froze property taxes for seniors, seeing about $1 million less than it would have without that freeze. The gambling industry is looming large in one state Senate race in South Central Missouri. State Senate candidate Hannah Kelly says she is opposed to any legalization of video lottery terminals. The casino lobby is also supporting her campaign. STLPR's Jonathan All reports Kelly says the two are not related.
Kelly is running for the GOP nomination for the 16th Senate District, which includes Phelps and Pulaski counties. Attack ads concerning video lottery terminals have been abundant in the campaign. Kelly says her position was in place prior to casino money getting involved.
They happen to agree with the same outcome that I want. It just also so happens that I wanted this outcome long before they ever came into the conversation of the 16th District.
Kelly was a guest on Politically Speaking. The former state representative's opponents in the primary include current representatives Don Mayhew and Bill Hardwick. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.
And as part of our election coverage, you can check out more from Kelly, Mayhew, and Hardwick at stlpr.org. Tuesday, Missourians will decide the fate of a proposed constitutional amendment that gives lawmakers the ability to expand sales and use taxes in order to eliminate the state income tax. While proponents of the measure say it would create growth for Missouri, opponents argue it will increase the cost of living in the state. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports.
Around 50 people gathered inside Moe's, a restaurant in Washington, Missouri, this month to hear why they should pass Amendment 5. One of the people advocating for the amendment was State Representative Bishop Davidson. The Greene County Republican is one of the sponsors behind the amendment, which lawmakers passed during this year's session.
Questions revolve around what is the process for eliminating income taxes? What do we replace that revenue with?
Davidson says the state income tax affects everyone and is a hidden tax.
People don't know how much their government costs them, not just in their own pocketbook, but they don't know the cost that that takes on their economy as well.
Davidson, along with State Senator Ben Brown, spent over an hour during this town hall discussing Amendment 5 and answering questions. Bella Asher attended the town hall in order to learn more about how it would affect Missouri. After the meeting, she said she's still unsure how to vote.
I've heard some really good information from both sides, and I'm still trying to understand the total, like, all aspects of it. So tonight definitely helped move that along, but I do still feel like I'm on the fence.
Steve Meter is in favor of Amendment 5. He says one reason he's for it is for future generations, like his son and his grandchildren.
That's what I'm thinking is the most important part. Of course, I do have some income I'm going to have to take in, and I would rather not pay income tax on it.
However, Meter also said he's not sure how many people were convinced at the meeting to support the amendment. A week after the town hall in Washington, over 50 people gathered in Union, Missouri for a panel against Amendment 5 at the local library branch. One of the speakers at the event was Amy Bluen, president and CEO of the nonpartisan Missouri Budget Project. Bluen calls Amendment 5 essentially a bait and switch that will create a tax increase for most Missourians.
If we are going to really make up for that revenue loss, we would need to increase the sales tax rate to 16% on average across the state. That would be the combined state and local rate.
Speaking after the forum, Sherry Stevens says she doesn't believe she'll benefit from Amendment 5 since she already doesn't pay state income taxes on her Social Security.
A vote yes for me would honestly be just, I vote yes to have it sales taxes increased because it's not benefiting me in any other way because I'm already not paying those taxes.
Lawmakers don't need voter approval to eliminate the income tax. They could pass a law at any time that does just that. But But according to the Missouri Budget Project, the state income tax makes up around $8.5 billion in state revenue annually. That's well over half of the general revenue the state sees each year. To make up for that revenue, other taxes, like sales and use taxes, need to be expanded and likely raised. That ability to expand is what voters are deciding. Missouri's current state sales tax is 4.225%. Davidson says while there is skepticism as to what the possible future sales tax would be, he believes it would be between 4 and 6%. He also said there are guardrails in place within the amendment. They include only giving lawmakers 5 years to change Missouri's tax laws, as well as ensuring that any changes regarding sales and use taxes would be in pursuit of lowering the income tax. Despite Davidson's prediction, there is no way to fully know what the expanded sales and use taxes would be, and that's because there is no set plan within Amendment 5 of what will be taxed and what will be exempt. Bluen says despite Governor Mike Kehoe and others listing what industries may be exempted from a sales and use tax increase, like agriculture and healthcare, those exemptions are not within Amendment 5.
Nothing's exempt, nothing is protected, and they would, the more things that you exempt, the higher the rate has to go in order to generate the same amount of revenue.
Missouri voters will have to decide whether to place their trust in lawmakers and how to change the state's tax policy. I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Again, we have much more on the issues and candidates on the August primary ballot, including Amendment 5, at stlpr.org. Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.